Yerushalmi Trumas corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Pei Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Sal Trumas Shenafl Lameya V'Tachnam Apachsa Kashem Shepirchse Achulin Kach Pachsa Truma U Muta. The Mishnah says if a saw of Truma fell into 100 saw of Chulin and he ground all of it and the Chulin was reduced, just as the Chulin becomes less, we say that the Truma also became less and is permitted. Sal Truma Shenafl Lepachos Lameya V'Tachnam V'Aisiru Kashem Shepirchse Achulin Kach Aisiru Truma V'Asa Im Yadur Shechitin Shel Chulin Yafos Mishal Truma Muta. If a saw of Truma fell into less than 100 saw of chulin, and he ground it, and the chulin increased, just as the chulin increased, so too the truma increased, and it remains prohibited. If it's known that the wheat of the chulin is better than that of truma, it's permitted. Saw truma shenaflu lepachos mimeya, v'achakach naflu sham chulin, im shogig muta v'mezid asa. If a saw of truma fell into less than 100 saw of chulin, and then afterwards more chulin fell in, if it was inadvertent, it's permitted. If it was intentional, it's prohibited. And the Gemara says, ולא יסייף דבר שפחסה התרומה, אלא אפילו פחסו החולין ותרומה באינה תויכן ומתיר. The Gemara says not only if the trimmer was reduced, but even if the chulin is poor quality and will not produce a large quantity when it's ground, and the trimmer is good quality and will produce a large quantity, he may still grind the mixture and it's permitted. Tani אין תינופס של תרומה מצטרפת עם התרומה לעשר על החולין, אבל תינופס של חולין מצטרפת עם החולין להעלות את התרומה. The coarse bran of truma is not considered part of the truma to prohibit the chulin since it's not human food, but coarse bran of chulin is considered part of the chulin to annul the truma. The Beibai boy tinofis shal truma ma'ul itzdarif im chulin lahalos the truma. The Beibai said, well, does the coarse bran of the truma combine with the chulin to annul the truma? Mimada amar v'huna kilfi issa mitzdarifin leheta ha'da'amah tinofis shal truma mitzdarifis im ha'chulin lahalos the truma. The answer is yes, from the statement of Rav Huna that if one cooks a prohibited egg in a pot of food, the shell combines with the egg to prohibit if the provision gives taste. Rav Huna amar kilfi issa ma'alin issa heta sa'al truman shenafla lameya ein at moitze zunin tinofis shibar lepachos mimeya at moitze zunin tinofis shibar. An example of Rav Huna's teaching is when a sa'al of truma fell into 100, that its zunin and coarse bran are left there to combine and therefore prohibit. If it fell into less than 100, if you remove the zunin and coarse bran from the truma, thereby allowing the chulin to become 100 times the truma. V'chein log yain salol shenafal lemeah chul log yain ocho in at moitze shemarin sheboy log yain ocho shenafal shetei lepachis memeah log yain salol at moitze shemarin sheboy. Similarly, if a log of clear truma wine fell into 100 log of cloudy chulin wine, you do not remove the sediment from it, but rather the sediment combines with the rest of the chulin to annul. If a log of cloudy truma wine fell into less than 100 log of clear chulin wine, you remove the sediment from the truma wine, thereby allowing the chulin to annul the truma. Tani avtechen hu betchila umatir. The Bais says that the Mishnah taught that if it's known that the wheat of the chulin is better than that of truma, it's permitted to grind the wheat in order to annul the truma. The Mishnah in Maseches Ola teaches that if a vine shoot of Ola or Kilayim that was still connected to the ground became mixed with other shoots, he may not pick them in order to annul them. The Baisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosi who disagrees with the first opinion, saying that he may even pick them with intent to annul it. Rabbi Zeira says it's the way of Kohanim to grind up prohibited truma mixtures in their home. The Gemara asks what's the difference between these two opinions. The answer is Kilay HaKerem. Grains of Kilay HaKerem became mixed with permitted grain. According to Rabbi Yosi, he may grind and permit it. According to the Rabbanon, he may not. Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha'isurim, shirib aleihem, shogeg, mutarim, mezid, asurim. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that for all prohibited mixtures, if the permitted item is added until the prohibition is annulled, if it was done inadvertently, it's permitted. If it's done intentionally, then it's prohibited. Isn't it this written explicitly in our Mishnah? The answer is that the Mishnah was only speaking about truma, where the requirement of 101 parts is rabbinic, but perhaps for other prohibitions it would not have been permitted if it was inadvertently added. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan says that just as a mitzvah to give rebuke when it will be accepted, so too is a mitzvah to not give rebuke when it will not be accepted. Rablaza says that just as one should not rule the tummy item as tor, so too one should not rule the tor item as tummy. Amri Abba Bar Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yochanan im basala alocha tachas yodecha v'yata yodea im nitlois oy lesroif lo'ilam havei ratz acha sefer yoyse min atliya v'yenecha chovif v'toyo yoyse v'pam nesrofim usimim nesrofim v'hein b'sefer. Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that if a case comes before you and you're unsure whether it is doubtfully tamei truma, that should be suspended, means not eaten but also not burned, or if it's certain tamei and must be burned, where a possible rule that it must be burned, as there's nothing more precious in the Torah than the sacrifices of cows and goats that are burned, as their blood is taken into the Heichel. Rabbi Yossi Boy, Don and Davash in Mitzvah Lekan, Midavash Mitzvah Lekan. Rabbi Yossi rejects this. He says, no, can you learn something where it's not the mitzvah, means burning truma if it's not required, from something where it is the mitzvah, which is burning the cows and the goats? Hadnonach Perk Sa Truma.